going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear OAR, means we're about to talk to the dog. Nate Dogg joins us. Barstool Nate, Little Nate X. What up, man? How are you, buddy?
Fellas, happy March.
Happy March.
Happy race to the playoffs for the Caps. Happy number one draft pick season for the Wizards. It's all happening.
Let's start with March Madness, dude. I've never understood this crazy game you guys do at Barstool, but you get like a team and you're all in on that team. Help me understand what the hell it is.
Yeah, we've been doing it for probably 10 years now. Everybody gets a 9 through 16 seed, and if your team makes the Sweet 16, you win a cash prize. I'm 0-10 in this contest.
Who are you picking this year?
So this year I have the winner of the play-in game between Texas and Xavier. So if
I
they
don't
make
hate
the
that.
16, I win something.
Dude, one of those play-in teams usually makes a run. Now, there's nobody that says it'll be Texas Xavier over.
He's 0-8, he said.
Yeah,
no,
I've never.
Isn't it picked at random, or do you actually pick?
So the order of when you pick is picked at random. So, like, but remember when St. Peter's made that sick run 2 years ago?
Yeah.
They were literally the last team picked in this contest. So you can do all the studying and all the research and think you know what you're talking about, and then a St. Peter's comes out of nowhere and makes a run to the Sweet 16. So, you know, I feel like it's a coin flip. Everybody has about equal chance.
So your game tonight, Nate, the winner of the game tonight is your pick?
Yes, sir.
I thought Carolina was tonight. I thought Texas was tomorrow night.
Is that so?
You're clearly locked in.
Yeah.
Carolina's definitely tonight. He has Texas Xavier, the winner of that.
Okay.
It's tomorrow night. You're right.
Yeah, great job. Sure. Who was the number one pick in a 9 and below draft?
It was Colorado State, who are favored currently over Memphis, who is who Maryland would play if we beat Grand Canyon in the first round.
Wow. I'm surprised Colorado State is the top pick there.
I guess Memphis could beat Memphis. And Colorado State is a 2.5-point favorite as the 12 versus the 5. So, yeah, they were the first pick.
All right, let's get to local college hoops. I know you, like me, care greatly about these Maryland Terrapins. Scale of 1 to 10, how much did they get jobbed getting sent out to Seattle?
The whole thing, the committee, it makes no sense at all. Because, first of all they do is shaft Maryland year after year. We know that. They send us out to Seattle. They make us play, you know, on West Coast time. I saw a tweet that the closest to College Park Maryland can possibly play during March Madness this year would be the final game, the Final Four in San Antonio. That's crazy. It makes no sense. They should have been in the East. They should have been setting up a Maryland versus Duke game in the Sweet 16. The committee probably got a call from Coach K on their Batmobile phone, and they said, don't do that. Send Maryland out west. We're still mad about them leaving the ACC 55 years ago. They'll continue to shaft us until all those old dinosaurs are in the dirt. I think it's erroneous. I think it's dumb. It's a bad bit that the committee does constantly shafting Maryland. That being said, we do have a fairly easy path, according to the experts, to the Sweet 16. So I'm not going to complain too much. I'll take a soft path over a region any day. But I do think it's crazy that they just continue to bury Maryland on the West Coast.
Nate, as you look at this thing, which number one you think will have the toughest battle or struggle the earliest?
I'll say this, and I take no pride in saying this. Duke is easily the best team in college basketball this year. You can look at every metric, including the eye test, and it's just blatantly obvious Duke is very, very good. Just head and shoulders better than any other team. That being said, they have the entire world rooting against them, and that has to mean something. If it's a close game, and it's one of my favorite things about March Madness, is when it's a close game in the second half, the neutral crowd will just get behind the underdog so passionately, yeah, and it becomes a home game for that underdog. And that's what we're rooting to happen to do. We're hoping that teams just play them tough and close, and that the underdogs feed off that energy and we can get an upset. I really, truly do not want to see Duke cutting down any sort of nets in April. Besides that, I mean, Auburn, very good all season. Florida, people are saying, could actually beat Duke in the final, in the championship, if it gets there. And then Houston's the other number one that I don't know much about, obviously. But
David Aldridge was just on with us and said he really likes Houston. Said they're a hell of a defensive team.
Yeah, I was going to say Houston just plays this defense that is just you know, you just can't score on them. People keep saying it's a very chalky tournament this year, but I'm going to challenge that because, again, nobody really knows anything. The college game, because of AAU and these kids grew up playing super competitive, you get 12 seeds that have, you know, four-star recruits at this point. Everybody's just not going to Duke, Kentucky, Kansas anymore. And especially with NIL, guys are just jumping ship back and forth everywhere. So, yeah, I think you can watch zero college basketball games all season and then get super into the tournament. I still think it's the best postseason out of any sport, maybe besides the NHL. I'm very excited to watch it. I'm very excited Maryland is good again. JP, we've waited a long time,
yeah,
not including the 2020 season that was cut short, for Maryland to be good again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've never been more into college basketball in probably a decade than I am right now.
All right, a few things. The NFL is the best postseason. Let's not
no,
suffer from
too much recency bias. No, because that wild card weekend with the 8-8 Texans always falls flat.
They're one and done, brother. You got one game to get it done.
I don't agree with you, but you're allowed to have your own opinion.
Hold on, JP, the serious question. You think NFL playoffs is more exciting than the March Madness tournament?
Yeah. If I get to pick one thing for the rest of my life, I'm taking NFL playoffs over March Madness. And I love March Madness, but I'm taking NFL playoffs. Are you
I'm very surprised to hear that.
The divisional round? I mean, conference championship weekend, the freaking Super Bowl? You're not taking that?
I think just top to bottom in terms of upsets and excitement levels and passion and how much the country rallies around it, the tournament is better.
The entire country watches the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. Yes, the entire country watches the Super Bowl, but it's just different. It's a different sort of energy. I'll take March Madness.
B?
I think it's exciting, but I don't think March Madness is better than the NFL playoffs.
Okay. I love March Madness. I don't want to get into a position where I'm downgrading March Madness, but this isn't even close.
We'll open the phone lines and see what the people think.
Maybe we will. I do want to ask you this. You said something interesting earlier. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate, the ever-provocative Eric Nathan. You can follow him at Barstool Nate. Joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. A lot of folks think that Carolina getting into the tournament over West Virginia in some level is a result of, one, I think just Carolina's brand value, but two, the Carolina AD being the chairman of the selection committee, which I think is it's not a really far bridge to draw, right? But you said something that made me laugh.
I don't think you need to be drawing up diagrams and connecting dots on that one.
They got in
because the guy who runs the committee is the AD at UNC. It's not.
And he got paid extra money.
Yeah, and he got a six-figure bonus for UNC making the tournament. And I like that he put himself into a playoff game or a play-in game. It's right. Like, oh, we're not really in; we're in the play-in game.
But you said something else that like Maryland will continue to get boned until all these old, frustrated ACC people are out of their positions of power. And I wonder if there's some level of truth to that. And I wonder if the reality has shifted so completely that now that basically the Big Ten and the SEC run the world and the ACC is holding on to a life raft, how much do you think the old school ACC people are just furious about Maryland leaving?
It happened so long ago, they have to get over it. It makes no sense. It's not like Maryland's the only team to leave.
I know, everybody moves.
Maryland was a little early. Like now it happens every other day. Like sometimes you forget who's in the Big Ten. It's like, Stanford? Like, what are they doing in the – or, sorry. You know, it's just like Oregon, what conference are they in this year? Everybody just jumps ship every other year. Maryland was just kind of early to it, and they just keep getting punished for it. I hate it. It makes no sense. As for the UNC dinosaur – I can't blame him for putting his own school into the tournament. If you have that sort of power and you're looking at the two options, do I want 100K in my bank account or do I not want 100K in my bank account? I'm going to take the 100K in my bank account. It's just, it is what it is. I don't know how they allow him to have that job while also being the AD at North Carolina. That's the crazier thing. It's like a judge being on trial and the judge gets to decide if he's guilty or not. I think he's going to take not guilty. So I don't really understand how he's allowed to do that, but I can't really blame him either. I would do the same thing.
Let's do a little Caps talk before, or just tell me how far you think Maryland gets. You got a Sweet 16 arrival against Florida.
Yeah, but, you know, why not us? You know, it's one of those things. We have the best starting five in college basketball, in my very non-biased opinion. You can go far in the tournament with a great starting five. We don't have depth. We know that. But, you know, why not beat Florida? Who's to say we can't do it? Every year there's a team that comes out of nowhere. Maryland's the four. I wouldn't say we're out of nowhere, but Florida is a wagon. I would love to get to Florida and give them the business. So, yeah, why not Maryland? Maryland Duke final.
Now you're talking. All right, let's get to Caps. Ovi scored Sunday. He's now eight away. They play tonight against the Red Wings. If you're trying to get to a game, take your kids to a game, this is the week to do it because there's three home games. Red Wings, I think Flyers, Panthers. That Panthers ticket's going to be a hot ticket, but the Red Wings and the Flyers – you should be able to get in.
You know what happens tonight and Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, if he has a hat trick or something.
A hat trick and get
but I think the really pricey tickets are probably coming in another week or so. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take the family, I would try to go. When are you starting the Barstool Nate Tour where you're not going to miss a game?
The Barstool Nate Tour starts on Sunday, March 30th at home against the Sabres. Assuming he scores a couple, you know, between now and then, if he's still at eight, I might not come home to watch, you know, him go from eight to seven. But if he stays on pace, and I think he's going to, I should be at every game from, you know, like three goals on down. So, you know, at home against the Sabres, March 30th, at Boston, April 1st, back down in Raleigh, April 2nd, at home against the Blackhawks, April 4th. The Amtrak is going to get to know me very, very well.
That Blackhawks game on April 4th seems very, very interesting.
I have my train ticket and my hockey tickets for that. And
yeah, I like
Islander
April 4th. Our first
game.
That's what you have in the pool?
Yeah.
I have March 30th in the pool. More and more, I wonder if it's not Columbus at the end of the year. Is there any part of you, Nate Dogg, and you generally are an optimistic fan about your sports teams, is there any part of you that thinks he doesn't get it done?
You know, it's possible. I think he gets it done. I think he can put a couple in the Flyers at home on Thursday. You know, the Bruins are a mess. We go up to Boston April 1st. Bruins are bad. The Blackhawks are terrible. That's the April 4th game. He beats up on the Islanders nonstop. And we have, you know, two more against the Islanders. And then that final regular season game at Pittsburgh. I want to say, and this might sound insane, if he's one away from tying and or breaking, you know, somewhere in there, I don't know if he plays that final game at Pittsburgh, because nobody wants to see him break it in Pittsburgh when he can break it at home next season. I assume it's Ovi. He'll play, of course, but we should have everything locked up by then. So there is that chance that he doesn't break it this season. I think he does. I think the goaltending he's going to see in the next few weeks is poor enough. And the Caps, you know, are so good. We're just so good. He's still a power play machine. This team is just clicking on every single level possible. I think he breaks it this season.
I do too.
I wouldn't care where he breaks it. Long if it's broken on the road this year, who cares?
I agree.
I understand it would be great to be at home, but you can't pick and judge that. If a person decides, well, I'm not going to do it. I want to try it next week. You don't know what could happen.
It's one of the great differences to me in my lifetime. This record reminds me a lot of Cal Ripken hunting down Lou Gehrig, right, mm-hmm. for the consecutive games mm-hmm. played. But that was just about playing in the game. So it was very easy to schedule it out.
Yeah.
This thing, the way it's going with Ovi, he's going to take the goals wherever they are. And I think if he's one behind going to that Pens game, he's going to play and try to score. I also think he wants this thing over with. As much as it means a lot to him, I've been in the dressing room a little bit now and will be more down the stretch here for the Caps. But all my friends that cover them every day and are there every day, Ovi tries to deflect on this topic all the time. I think he'd rather this be about the team than himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think we're so fortunate that he's breaking or doing the hunt for the goal record, breaking it, whatever, while the Caps are so good this season too. So it's like I don't know if it's two birds, one stone or what the phrase is, but when a lot of times when these guys are going for huge records, like the Cardinals with McGuire, they were bad. Ripken on the O's, they were bad. This Caps team is 44-15-8, probably going to win the President's Trophy as the best team. You know, Logan Thompson is 29-4. This team is really, really, really good.
Really good.
So it makes sense that Ovi wants to be able to, you know, focus on the team, but he kind of is the team, you know? Like, this team goes as Ovi goes. We're just really lucky that a lot of guys like McMichael, you know, Protas, Dylan Strome, and Pierre-Luc Dubois are just having career years.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of pressure off of Ovi.
Totally. It's I love that they are relatively under the radar as far as how good they are, because everybody's just talking the Ovi chase. Like, I feel like the pressure of previous President's Trophy seasons isn't there because everything's focused on the Ovi chase. But, Nate Dogg, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't make appointment television of a lot of West Coast Caps games just because it's so late. Mm-hmm. I don't know how – maybe Winnipeg's in a different time zone than I'm aware of. Next Tuesday night, Caps at Winnipeg, I am locked in for that game. And it's somehow it's an 8 o'clock start. I figured it'd be a 10 o'clock. Is Winnipeg not in the Western time zone?
I think they're 2 hours behind us, right?
So they're starting it at 6?
Yeah, I like that.
That must be a ESPN poll or something. But whatever. We're watching that. B, you want to come over to watch Caps
hour.
Jets?
1 hour behind us, JP.
You might leave early before the game's over.
I can't leave early in my own house.
He'll leave us out on the porch and go ahead and go to sleep.
Beamish, you are invited over for that game.
They're only 1 hour behind, dog.
All right. We've learned something about Winnipeg. Nate, I don't know about you. I've never heard anything nice about Winnipeg.
I think it's just cold. I would like to see... I think out of 100 people on the street, 6 people could point to it on a map. I know nothing about Winnipeg besides the Jets play there. That's my entire fact about Winnipeg is they have a hockey team who are very good. That's it.
Nate Dogg, I am going to give you a very coveted invitation, okay?
What's that?
Would you like to get in the B. Mitch and Finley non-public NCAA tournament pool?
I would love to.
Here's the rules. You have to get a physical bracket into Brian's hand before Thursday at noon.
Not happening.
And $20. But this is my problem. This dude right here, the dude sitting across from me, he like to just do stuff that he knows is impossible, Nate.
All right, I'll fill it out, send you a picture of it. You can print it out and hand it to D.
I'm not doing all that.
If you fill it out, email me. I'll get it printed and handed to me.
Don't invite nobody else after this, okay?
Nate's one of us.
He's
just a regular.
You don't know how you're like a elementary school student. Don't do this. this. And he'd go right there and do it.
Yo, B's off tomorrow. The amount of people I'm inviting tomorrow is going to be bananas.
Well,
if
they don't see me with it, they won't be in.
Hey, it's insane you're rallying against me being in
Hold on, Nate, I can't hear you.
He just took his headphones off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy that he's putting up a protest about me filling out a bracket.
Who? I'm not putting up a protest. We made a deal yesterday. JP decides to just start inviting other people.
No.
First of all, if I said you're supposed to put it in my hand and you don't put it in my hand, I don't care what you do. I can just say no.
But well, I at least told you to Chris send it to running him. It.
At I least, won't fill it out. Now.
Chris ain't here today. How the hell are you going to run it when he's not even here?
Our the non-public B. Mitch and Finley bracket pool is off to a rousing success.
Jeez Louise.
Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
Tell me one more time why you think the NCAA tournament is better than the NFL playoffs.
The upsets, the pageantry, the way that you can root against teams like Duke, and you can just, you know, one second you're rooting for Creighton, then the next second you're rooting for, you know, like University of Wisconsin, whatever random East Tennessee State. You pick up new teams, you root hard for them. And brackets get people going. Brackets are just way more fun than anything. Everybody fills them out. You're in a bunch of office pools. It's Americana at its finest.
I don't agree with you. I am going to open the phone lines, 800-636-1067. I'm going to ask the boys in the aquarium. Like, we're all just, thank you. I'm going to say thank you before I insult you. So thank you, Nate.
Yes.
All right. We are all just lying to ourselves by saying this because it's recency bias. If you truly believe the NCAA tournament,
if you had on the NCAA tournament and the Super Bowl, what you watching?
Exactly.
If you had on the NCAA tournament and the NFC AFC championship game, what you watching?
Okay, now
no,
I think
we gotta go.
Now,
we're out of time.
No, hold on.
We're out
you're
of time.
Done, dog. You're done. You always like hold to on. Just throw stuff out there and just see if it's gonna
hold
stick.
Hold on.
Go quick. We're out of
two
time.
Different arguments. I think I would watch the NFL over college basketball. I think the tournament is more exciting than NFL playoffs.
I said the tournament.
All right,
and
we gotta
I use
go.
The stuff.
Goodbye. Thank
it
you.
It ain't going to stick this time.
You better fax you your bracket to B. Nobody go anywhere. Phone lines are
Nate's
open.
Nate's not in.
Goodbye. What are you watching more? What is the better tournament, the NCAA tournament? Or the
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The NFL playoffs. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. stumbled upon an interesting question, and I think a lot of people have recency bias because there's so much excitement about the NCAA tournament this weekend, and I am incredibly fired up. I will be locked in at 9 o'clock tonight to watch the first four Carolina game. That said, the best playoffs are the NFL playoffs, and it's not close. You can tell me if you agree or disagree. I'll start with Jay in D.C. Jay, what's better, NFL playoffs or NCAA tournament?
Man, are you serious? NFL, any day of the week, man. I see if you say WNBA versus the tournament, but you're talking about the playoffs. The playoffs? Man, give me the NFL, JP. Any day of the week.
Thank you, sir. All right.
All right, yep.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. What's better, NFL playoffs, NCAA tournament? Our guy Nate Dogg said NCAA tournament. My boy Jay in D.C. said very much NFL playoffs. John is in Herndon. John, what you got?
I am of two minds, my left hand and my right brain. I will go with the NCAA playoffs only because underdogs make it so friggin' special. You know, I'm a Washington fan since I was a kid, and last year was the highlight of my life now. However, nothing better than a team from nowhere, a 14 seed, knocking off a 3 seed.
Can I ask you something, though, Johnny?
You got it.
What is the equivalent of the Commanders going into Detroit 2 months ago and taking out the 1 seed? That's got to be Washington's playoff run last year has to be the equivalent of like a 10 or 12 seed getting to the Elite Eight.
That's a 16 seed knocking off a 1.
I don't agree. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear, Mr. JP. But after the Hail Mary, I was done. I was happy no matter what the hell happened. So going into Detroit, it was a wonderful outcome. But within minutes of the first quarter, we knew we were serious. There's nothing better. I'm sorry, NCAA. But I'm not saying, left side, right side. Man, last year was the best friggin' year I've had in probably since my marriage.
Well, congratulations to you. Thank you, John. Appreciate you, bud.
Thanks, bud.
I will go to White Brian, who's a college basketball hipster, thinks he's superior to everyone when it comes to this sport. White Brian.
Just don't take care of his dogs.
Yeah, he's a dog mom that doesn't even have a dog. and he bets 20 cents a game. White Brian, what's better, NFL playoffs or the NCAA tournament?
I firmly believe the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament are the best sporting event of the year. But the NFL playoffs as a whole is better, in my opinion.
Okay. The whole thing about it is you
can't break them down separately. Well, there were 100 TV shows last year, wasn't it? How many of them were NFL that was top 100?
Oh, like top ratings?
Yeah. How many were? I think like 90-something of them. And then some of the other stuff was like some political stuff. Wasn't no NCAA tournament games in there. Even though those teams knocked off some better teams. Wasn't there?
Yeah, and that's why I agree that NFL playoffs as a whole is definitely the better product.
But I'm just saying, they had the top 100 shows. They have even regular season games in front of it.
Yeah, if I could choose between watching the first Thursday of March Madness or the Super Bowl, I would pick the first Thursday of March Madness.
You
would
watch the Super Bowl? Caitlin Clark women's tournament outdraw the men's tournament pretty significantly? And whatever, ratings might not be what matters, right? Because that's appealing to casual fans.
You didn't hear what you just said. If he could watch the Thursday of the NCAA or the Super Bowl, he's going to watch the Thursday of the NCAA.
That's nuts. Maybe you could make that argument you could get all four days.
I think it's the people that hire him for college basketball listening.
The other part of it is we lump in all of the upsets with the first round. Sometimes it's the round of 32 where the better upsets are. It's the whole first weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is what you, if you have to take something, that's what you need. It's not just Thursday, White Brian, you lunatic.
It's the excitement that comes with the first day being Thursday.
Landini?
I hate college basketball, but I got to be honest with you. The first round of the NFL playoffs is pretty bad, usually. Like, the games aren't, they're kind of blowouts, and half the teams there kind of suck and have no shot at actually doing anything anyway. The first 4 days of the NCAA tournament, even though college basketball sucks, is great. There's always a game on. It's typically fun. You can go out, hang out with people. There's all kinds of bets to make. You got all kinds of restaurants offering special discounts and deals and everything like that. It's fantastic. It's the best sporting event.
So how about this? If you're talking about the whole thing, it's the NFL by a mile. But I just got this tweet from Better Beer Authority. He said, what if you do a poll wild card weekend versus the first weekend of the NCAA tournament? I think the first weekend of the tournament takes
that. The first weekend, you get it.
But in the totality, it's the NFL playoff.
Totality, easily. You blow it away.
Southeast Zeke is on the line. Zeke, what are you taking, the tournament or the playoffs?
Hey, no question, man. In the playoffs, man, who watched the tournament? I think who that Barstool Nate, he must have been drinking something this morning. There's no way you take the college basketball over the NFL. NFL is top in every category. So, yeah, I'm taking the playoffs every time. And those millennials in there don't know what they're talking about. Anybody under 30 ain't watching enough. They haven't watched enough sports to know anything. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate you, bud. My guy Ike on Twitter says, one thing about the tournament, it lasts longer. There's underdogs. Damn good. Plus, even if your team isn't in it, it's still good. Not so in football for me. I got another one. I think a lot of locals would probably feel this way. He said, we want Pop said, before Jaden Daniels, I'd say March Madness. Now, NFL playoffs.
There you go.
Feels a lot different when Washington wins a couple games.
When your team is in it, it feels different. But the whole thing about it is the NCAA is going to last, what, about 2 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
All the way to the end.
The NFL playoff lasts, what, 4 weeks, a month, damn near?
They stretch it out.
With the Super Bowl?
Wild card weekend.
Wild card.
Divisional round, AFC, week off.
A month, basically.
It's like 5 weeks.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got some stuff. But the thing about when you are preparing for a football game, you prepare for an event. Basketball games, so many of them, you're there watching half of them.
Basketball, you kind of lock in for the day. Like, honestly, yeah. You get a reservation at Tap Sports Bar, and you're
but
there for
noon
to 6.
If you lock in for the day,
whatever.
I guarantee you, if you could take, like, a heart monitor, just like you put, take an interest monitor, and watch how often you are paying attention to the TV once your team or the team you have a bet on are not on TV, it's like, it dies. But that getting ready for that Super Bowl week, you are building up, dog, and then you explode on a day.
I wonder if we asked this question a year ago, before Washington won 2 playoff games and hadn't won a playoff game in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how different the conversation would be.
I'm just a football guy anyway.
I know though. You, but I'm saying the broad. Like, I think the broader conversation is a little more split. I think amongst us, especially amongst you and I, and Jeff is freaking out, wants to say something. Jeffrey! You're up when we return. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Before we go, I got to tell you about how much Door Pro America has changed my life for my family. We had an old, loud, crappy garage door. My boys came over, Shane and Vince. They brought over this crazy iPad with all these different Photoshop garage doors. We were able to get a new one. We picked it out from all the different options. And now it's silent. It's so easy. I go in and out of the garage door all the time. It seriously made a huge impact on just my life and, frankly, my ability to come in late when I've been out watching games. So shout out to Shane and Vince. If you also want to be able to come into your house late without waking people up after you go out and watch games, hit up Door Pro America. They've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. Team handles everything. They can do repairs, maintenance, new installs, whatever you need. Call today and you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them JP Finley sent you or check them out now at Door Pro America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Now, my guy Jeff Walker's been jumping up and down in there. I assume he wants to defend the NHL playoffs like so many on social media. Jeff, what say you, NFL playoffs or the NCAA tournament?
What are we really talking about here?
We're talking about the NFL playoffs or the NCAA tournament.
JP, it was a rhetorical question, bro.
My bad, dog.
But like I was saying, what are we really talking about here? It don't matter who's playing. If you have a favorite or not, them divisional rounds, even though the wild cards, some of them suck, people really sit and make time to watch those games. Like, I just feel, from my personal experience, when I go out and I be, you know, seeing people watch the games for March Madness and all, it be lackadaisical attention. Like, they're drinking and eating and watching
the
game.
They're drinking more than they are.
Yeah, watching the game. But when the NFL playoffs are on, people are locked in. It's like, we're having conversation, but it's like one of those conversations where we're talking, and as soon as the ball is hiked, everyone is quiet.
I think
I have a buddy of mine named Jerome Agers. So he grew up not watching sports and all that stuff at all.
That's crazy to me.
So we meet, we start talking, hanging out, stuff. He goes to basketball, baseball, his game. He said, "Man, football fans are crazy." I said, "What you mean?" He said, "Bruh, everybody liked their team, but football, they will harm you." And you start thinking about the excitement of it. The love for the NFL is so crazy, it's ridiculous. And when guys are sitting there watching, they may have the drink in their hand, but they're like this.
Yo,
NCAA, the game's back here. They talking to their boys.
It's also a lot easier, like there's a break after every play where you can take a sip, you can get a bite. Like during that play, you are locked TF in. I think a big part of this debate is if your team is in it or not. Because if I'm watching Thursday, I'm going to be watching the games at Tap, right?
Uh-huh. With me.
Right. We're going to be chilling. All the games will be on. We'll be locked in. But I'm not as into any single thing unless we get down to the wire and let's say Wofford's about to beat Tennessee, right? Because everybody starts rooting for the upset. Friday, when I watch the Maryland game at 4:30, I'm going to be locked in. I think for the NFL, though, I don't know that it happens wild card weekend, but for me, just as someone that's a football fan and works in the industry, whatever, I think most football fans, from the divisional weekend on, divisional weekend, title game, Super Bowl, you are locked in, whether it's your team or not.
True, true. And like if let's say Wofford is playing, whoever they're playing, and they're getting blown out, you're not watching that game. If Wofford starts being close and it gets to the last 4 or 5 seconds, I mean 4 or 5 minutes, yeah, you're really involved in. But if they get their ass kicked from start to finish, you are not watching that basketball game whatsoever. Football game, on the other hand, you're still going to be there paying attention to it, whether they're down by 14 or not. That's why I think the interest in it is more, yes, we get super excited because, yes, you finally get a chance where these teams that don't normally play a team, and when you're familiar with teams, you can blow them out. Because if you play Kentucky against one of these other teams, 9 times out of 10, they're going to beat them 9 times out of 10. But when that one time when Kentucky is overlooking them and they come in and destroy them, we are interested in the last few minutes when we now see it's a possibility of an upset.
So I've got – I tweeted out, and I don't think I led the witness on this one, B. You can tell me. I just said, what's better? Question mark. Where'd that go? I said, what's better? Question mark. NFL playoffs or the NCAA tournament? This has been posted for, I don't know, less than 20 minutes, got over 1,200 votes. 67% say NFL playoffs, 32% say NCAA tournament. A lot of people responded with hockey. I love hockey.
But hold on.
Let's be real.
They responded with hockey, and they got how much?
I didn't put hockey as an option. To vote in the poll, it's either NFL or NCAA.
How much a percent would have been, you think? Based on people think I'm in. Okay, so, you got some interest, but it's not better.
Now, I do think if you want to dig a little deeper, if it's wild card weekend versus the first weekend of the NCAA tournament and you get all the games from Thursday to Sunday, that gets a little more interesting. I still think I might lean.
So basically, you 48 games. You take 48 games over 4 games.
No, Super Wild Card Weekend is now 6 games. That goes from
48 and 6. That's a hell of an amount of games over.
Yeah, I mean,
8 times more.
Super Wild Card Weekend is now 2 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, 1 on Monday. So the volume is significant.
Yeah, so you got 6 of them, and then they go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That'd be about 48 games right there, right?
I mean, there's 64 teams, so that's 32 games, right? And then another 16 games.
Yeah, 48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I do know about a game. When we return, we're giving away Nats opening day tickets. Nats opening day is next Thursday, right?
Yeah.
We're right around the corner, man. Plus, Patrick Stevens will join the program.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.